In being a champion of teaching and learning, Professor Coffield says he feels he's swimming against the prevailing tide. But as Malcolm Muggeridge once said, it's only dead fish that swim with the stream. Professor Coffield says about his own writing, I've deliberately decided to provoke argument, perhaps even opposition, in the hope of engaging readers in the main issues. I learned this from Karl Popper, who, in his autobiography, wrote, my custom, whenever I'm invited to speak in some place, of trying to develop some consequences of my views which I expect to be unacceptable to the particular audience, for I believe there is only one excuse for a lecture, to challenge. So prepare to be challenged, and will you please welcome Professor Frank Coffield.
Mike, thank you very much for that very warm and generous introduction. I'd like to begin by asking you all a question, and it's a question I direct not just to the students, but to the parents and supporters who are here tonight as well. And I'd just like you to answer by a show of hands. The question I want to ask you is this. How many of you here tonight believe that the people who are going to get all these wonderful prizes are just born bright? They don't have to study, they don't have to work hard, they just turn up at examinations and walk off with six A-levels. How many of you, put up your hands, how many of you believe that people are just born bright and they succeed without much effort? And how many would put their hands up and say, that's what I believe? Nobody. You surprise me. Maybe psychology is getting its message across. Because when I was at university in Glasgow in the 1960s, that's certainly what I thought, right? And most of my mates thought it as well. And it took us a long time to realise, when I started reading psychology in 1965, that the whole department was saying to us something quite different, that intelligence is something you can get better at. You can actually acquire intelligence. That is the major move forward in psychology since the early 60s. And to give you another example, can I ask Alistair, the guitarist, how many hours a day do you practice?
Between 4 and 6
a day, right? If you want that standard, you can see what the input has got to be. So the point I'm trying to make is that intellectual abilities, you can see them the same as physical or musical abilities. If you want to be a first-class footballer and bend it like Beckham, you've got to put in the hours. If you want to be a first-class guitarist like Alistair, you've got to put in 4 to 6 hours a day. The psychologists say that if you want to be a real expert in anything, 10,000 hours is the minimum to become a real expert. 10,000 hours. Now, that's quite a considerable challenge and achievement. And so the good news is, intelligence is not something like having blue eyes or being 6 foot, something about which you've got no control. I mean, there's no point in me trying to be a member of the Scots Guards when you've got to be thinking I could be a member of the Scots Guards and you've got to be 6 foot to be allowed in, right? But intelligence is different. It's not like a physical characteristic over which you've got no control. Your colour of eyes is set very shortly after you're born. Your height you get genetically from parents and grandparents. The modern view of psychologists like myself is that in the best description and definition of intelligence is you can learn to help. And the last two words are important, with help. All right? So that takes me to my second point. I've been doing research in universities and further education colleges and colleges like this, sixth form colleges and tertiary colleges, for the last 20 to 30 years. And looking back at my career, here's that first point. Intelligence is something you can develop and acquire. Here's the second major point I want to get across to you. It's something you know already, but you may know it implicitly, and I want to be explicit about it. The secret of success in education, in universities and colleges like this, is having a strong relationship with your tutor. You can't do this on your own. You're not born